If you've been around me much lately, you've probably heard me talk about a novel I just read. The name of the novel is Jabbok, and it is by Keith Sloan, who was a priest from this diocese and now is bishop of Alabama. But this is, as I said, it's a fictional book, and in it there are a couple of main characters. And the main character, the narrator, talks about having met this old man who becomes his mentor and his friend. And right after meeting the man, the main character says this: "I had certainly changed, and it didn't seem right for everything else to have remained the same." We are here today to celebrate the most life-giving moment in all of human history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the tomb. Easter, of course, gets taken over by bunnies and baskets and pastel colors. But it is the most important day of the church year. This celebration should be bigger than Christmas, because this is the day that we remember, or perhaps learn, that Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead, and that because he was, we will be too. With knowledge of that resurrection, as Keith Sloan would say, "I have certainly changed, and it doesn't seem right for everything else to remain the same." Why does this story change everything? As strange as it sounds in our commercial culture today, this story is much more dramatic than the story at Christmas time. After all human beings have been born. As my dad used to say, having kids is hereditary. If your parents didn't have any, you probably won't have any either. But Jesus wasn't just born, he has been resurrected. And he was the first. Some will say Lazarus, whom we read about in the Gospels, was the first, but he was not resurrected. He was resuscitated. In our time, many people seem to come back from the dead, and again, they are resuscitated, not resurrected. They come back to the same life they had before. When they come back, they will still have to fear death the next time. They may come back with a new appreciation of this life, but this life is all they get. Theologian Luke Timothy Johnson says about this: "In resuscitation, mortality is not transcended, it is merely deferred." But the story we celebrate today shows us that mortality has been transcended. We get a new life, irrevocable, eternal, free of the burdens of this life. And so shouldn't everything change when we know about this gift that we are given through Jesus, this resurrection? I think there should be something I would call transformation. The churchier word for it is conversion, a turning of life toward God. One source says that conversion is the opening of the eyes and hearts, plus the openness to faith and hope and love. Something dramatic has indeed happened that we celebrate today. First to Jesus, and as a result to us. N.T. Wright has said of this dramatic event, "With the rolling away of the stone, a great door has swung open in human history, and we are summoned to go through to make our own the undiscovered country on the other side." Something should change. Everything has changed. So we celebrate today this dramatic gift, the dramatic change in the way we look at life and death on this earth. A natural next question then is, who gets this gift? I know that as a paid Christian, I'm supposed to say that only good Christians get this gift. It would be good for business. But in my heart, I hope that everybody is resurrected. Keith Sloan had some words about this openness to others' salvation when he said this. His older character, the wise man, said, "I told them everybody else would just have to go to hell. But now I think I was most likely wrong. I imagine that no flower grows but by the warmth of the sun. I don't think the flower has to believe in the sun to bloom." So if God does want all of humankind to have this gift, what keeps us from it? I believe to a great degree it is fear. Fear of failure, fear of not fitting in, fear of not mattering, fear of death and of mortality. In our fear that we will not have enough time or money or love, we become selfish and we want to make sure that others won't take what we have. If we're not careful, we become insulated, unwilling to take on the troubles of others. We seek self-reliance, and if we succeed with these defenses, we end up alone and unconnected to others. Mary Magdalene saw it, that the stone has been removed. The tomb is empty. Only when she reflected on that discovery with others, though, could she realize its magnitude, that death had been vanquished. For too many, the stone remains in the way. If we don't have a faith community, we're not continually reminded of this great gift. We're not continually reminded that God is with us. And we cannot see that our worst fear, the fear of death, has been conquered. We come here as the body of Christ to remind one another and to give each other the courage to change. So if God offers this gift freely to us, why do we feel so drawn to be at church at all, especially on Easter Sunday? What does going to church have to do with resurrection? Church reminds us that this world will not win. Church reminds us that we will be resurrected and gives us a place to go when life on this earth becomes too hard to bear alone. If you're an Episcopalian, you know that during the season of Lent, just preceding Easter, we stop saying the word Alleluia in our service, which is kind of a chore for some of us because it wants to slip out all the time. But we don't say Alleluia during Lent, and it helps us remember, I think, that life can be hard enough that we will forget this story, this gift. We will forget that death can't win. The troubles of this world seem to be winning sometimes. And it seems appropriate to hold back the Alleluia. So we come to church to be reminded that we're not alone, that we can't do this alone, that the stone which allows death to hold us back is too heavy for human hands to move. We can only walk out of that tomb because Jesus Christ lived and died as one of us and has been resurrected. The barriers are gone. Living in the knowledge of the resurrection, we can let go of our attachments to things of this earth and reach for the things of heaven. We can let go of our fear because we no longer need our defense mechanisms. We come here to reflect on the empty tomb, to realize that death no longer holds power over us. Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. And for those other days, long Lenten days, when the Alleluia doesn't fit, we have each other. God is with us. God has rolled away the stone and vanquished death, the last enemy. Keith Sloan said of his character, "I had certainly changed, and it didn't seem right for everything else to have remained the same. But for us, Christians on this side of the resurrection, perhaps we should invert those words. Everything has changed. How can we even consider remaining the same?